And we have the very great pleasure of welcoming into the studio now Constable Susie Mills of the Waimakariri Police. Good afternoon, Susie.
Kia ora, Bruce. Tēnā koutou, everyone.
And Susie, well, Susie's going to share with us some of the events that have taken place over the course of the last week or so. Susie, fire away.
Okay, so starting from about last Tuesday, we had vehicles stolen overnight on South Belt. We've had a little bit of boy racing activity. And then following through to the 15th, we've seen a very large drone reported around the Swannanoa area. So we were able to send out some units, and they actually observed it, but they lost sight of it due to the high speeds. So we've done some further inquiries. It's possibly an agricultural drone, just due to the size of it. Nothing else was reported, just the one report. So yeah, we've got that on our records. That day also, we had a youth came down from Nelson in a stolen vehicle, stole another one in Cheviot, and then further down in Waipara, for some reason that vehicle stopped, so he stole another vehicle, and then he was located in Dunedin. So did a little bit of minor crime spree along the way, petrol drive-offs, that sort of thing. So luckily we've got him before the courts. A little bit of driving, bad behaviour complaints. Officers have caught up with the drivers, had a bit of a chat, just made sure no alcohol was involved. A male was contacted by someone posing as an investigator to recover some Bitcoin. The call ended up being a scammer, and he's obtained personal details and extracted some funds via a Wise account. So we're seeing quite a lot of this in the area. It's actually prevalent like worldwide at the moment. But we've had several reports of people being contacted by fake profiles. So this can be what seems to be your family members and friends as well.
And yes.
On one occasion, like one lady had, she thought it was her son contacting her for money. But what the scammers had done, had replicated his profile just by copying some photos from her son's account and creating a new one. And she deposited money through. So you just have to be very careful to any online requests for money.
So does this happen via their telephone, Susie, or is this...
Yeah, mostly like through Facebook, Instagram accounts, Facebook accounts, that sort of thing. Also, I've had a few reports of scammers impersonating bank staff, so ringing you up and saying that you've been scammed, and then you going on to provide your personal details, thinking it's the bank you're talking to.
Yes.
So in these instances, it's best to hang up and you to give your bank a call yourself.
Yep.
Because they can even make the number look like it's the bank that's calling you. But if you were to call out to the bank, it won't go through. It'll go through to the actual bank.
Yep. Yeah. So always err on the side of caution.
Yeah.
And banks would very rarely, if at all, phone you anyway.
Yeah. Especially ask for your personal information. Just be really careful when you're providing passwords and things like that too. And sometimes they're gaining access to your computer remotely, and then they'll get you to log into online banking, and they actually install malware onto your computer, which will copy your keystrokes, and then they will access your account and make the transfers themselves.
Before you know it, you've got nothing left in there.
That's it. And on some of these occasions, thousands of dollars have been taken. So,
well, these people must be devastated when this happens.
Yeah. It is, and it all sits with the bank. Like, some of the times the bank can get the money back, but not on every occasion. Okay, also on continuing that Facebook marketplace, just have to be very careful when making purchases on that, because some people, it's a lot of opportunists are finding that they will list an item and they'll sell it multiple times, and then you'll find that they block you after you've made the money, like they'll want the payment straight away, and you'll think like it's such a good deal, and of course too good to be true. So you'll pay the money and then they'll disappear when
so they're actually asking for the money before you've even seen the item. So to me that would suggest there's something not quite right.
Right. So if you're purchasing from marketplace, you purchase at your own risk. They don't actually carry any liability or anything. Trade Me seems to be a bit safer, but Facebook marketplace not. So if you can, if there's something you really want from there, cash on pickup or collection is the way to go.
Yeah, because I have
you're having the face to face then with the person.
Precisely.
Also, okay, so going back to some of the other offending, just tools stolen out of vehicles.
In these cases, sorry, yep. Susie, in these cases, have they left the vehicle unlocked? Is this how people gain access? They're not breaking in.
Yep, they are. Sometimes they'll smash a window or a lot of, you know, on occasion it's opportunists where the vehicle hasn't been locked overnight, so we need everybody locking their vehicles, preferably parking under an area that's can be reached by a sensor light,
yes,
if you can, or even CCTV if you've
definitely.
It's always good, even because there's usually a vehicle involved, so we can, you know, follow that line of inquiry or even prevent them if they. Okay, looking at some other jobs. Just be careful when you've got your vehicle parked up, especially for white baiters and fishermen and that, when you're parked up for a long time, because we've had the Kaiapoi Fishing Ground car parks, had some cars broken into and items stolen there. Oh, mountain bikes stolen from near McDonald's, so they've even cut the lock to do that, so...
Yeah. And the thing, of course, here is, identifying your items where you can. Like, for example, tools and things, you can have them engraved or you can mark them in some way so that if they are unsold, they can be verified as being your property.
Yeah, definitely, Bruce. Engraving is a great option.
Yeah.
Especially because when sometimes we can recover tools and we can't find an owner for them.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't have the serial number recorded at time of purchase, or that way if it's etched, we can get them back to the owner and then relate it to a crime.
I mean, I know we're sort of in the middle of the year now. Well, we're a little beyond the middle of the year. Are people behaving themselves with their driving, drink driving? Are we having any issues there at all at the moment?
There's been a few EBAs, what we call it, which is your drink driving. So coming up to Christmas time, you know, in a few months' time, people will start having their Christmas breakups and that for work. So what we need is people organising a ride for themselves before they even go out. Either Uber, your child or a friend or someone to pick you up. We just don't want you getting behind the wheel.
And, you know, plan the night out. I mean, as you say, coming up to the festive season, a lot of people want to go out and have a good time, and that's fine, but make a plan so that, you know, you're not compromising your or anyone else's safety. And, of course, a lot of establishments now, licensed premises, will have a courtesy coach or a courtesy van or will make sure that you're able to call a vehicle to get home safely from the premises. So there's no real excuse for, other than just not planning. And you know, obviously, you just don't get behind the wheel.
Exactly. And with the level being so low now, like 250.
Precisely. Yeah. I mean, one drink, that's it. Pretty much. Yeah.
Especially a lot of young ones fall into the trap where they haven't eaten all day and they say, I've only had a couple of drinks. Well,
but if you haven't eaten, it makes a big difference, doesn't it, Susie? I guess we've covered off quite a bit there. Any areas of concern that you want people to be, on the lookout for?
There's a lot of discussion on community pages. We need people to report it, even if it seems minor, because it may link up to something else in the area, and it may even give us a timeline of, you know, where we need to look, because somebody might have something taken from a vehicle.
Yes.
But then the next person might be able to narrow down the time frame so we can look at the cameras and get, you know.
And after all, the police are the depository of this information. And, I mean, you gather the information, and therefore you're the ones who are able to make the best call as to see if there's any patterns occurring here. Is there a particular area that's being targeted? So obviously, if you're on social media, if you have concerns, then share it with the police. Even if it's just a 105, I saw something happen, or I. But obviously, if the suspicion is that there's a criminal act taking place at that time, then it's 111. But yes, you're right. A lot of discussion takes place on social media that really does need to come to your attention.
Yeah, like you say, Bruce, we don't know what we don't know.
Yeah.
So even if you think it's minor, still report it. You can just call through the 105, even do it online.
Yep.
It's quite easy just to tap out a wee report.
That's really important. Thank you, Susie, for coming in this afternoon and having a chat with us. I dare say we're going to be seeing you on a regular basis.
Weekly, I believe.
Oh, excellent. We'll look forward to that. We might even get a coffee out of you next week. We'll wait and see. It's just 1:45. Thank you, Susie. Susie Mills, Constable of the Waimakariri District Police. Thank you very much for coming in.
Compass FM.